SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle, hour number two. Right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Mike Carver joins Scott Wetzel and Joe Lisi right here on the grid. We are into the off season of the NFL. They actually added a couple other things. I don't know if you guys talked about it. I'm sure you did in the first hour. Like FanDuel slowly building the blocks here. You know, put up the NFC, put up the AFC, put up the top quarterback to get drafted. You know, actually, we're starting to get a couple more things that we can look at here over the next couple months. Joe, how about that?
Yeah, it's nice, right? It's nice. They know. NFL drives the bus. We know that. Football, NFL, college football, and then maybe we'll put in NBA, college basketball, and then at the very bottom is your love, you and Scott, the NHL. Dead last. Chop.
Wow. I mean, that's really not fair, Joe, to do that, considering that FanDuel put out a press release the other day and actually mentioned in New York how the NHL was like third or fourth in most stuff bet in the last month. So
it's fabricated.
Well, it's not fabricated. I mean, it just depends on where you are. In New York, probably get a little bit more because you've got three local teams. So you're going to have a little bit more juice to bet on with the hockey. That's all. You know, come on, Joe. You don't have to take a complete swipe. You're just mad because, you see, Scott, he's mad because me and George gave him a couple hockey bets last week.
Yeah,
to tie in with the Bengals, which would have lost anyway, by the way, Joe. So he's mad at us, Scott, for that because we gave him some bad hockey bets.
I'm not mad.
I've given him a couple of shots on goal props too. You know, I hit like 90% of them, but whenever I give them to Joe, you know, they lose. So I don't give them to him anymore.
The hockey gurus. The gurus.
He'll complain about when I give them to him because they lose, but then when I don't give them to him, he complains. You know, where are my props tonight? Where are the props? No shots on goal.
It's all about the window dressing, too. It's how you build it up. The marketing tool will be like in a break on Pro Football Today. It'll be like, oh, cha-ching, cha-ching. I just gave that one out. Oh, yeah, shots on goal. Carver's like, oh, yeah, too far ahead to lose. It's the Maple Leafs. No big deal. It's Carolina. No big deal. Oh, well, yeah, how did the over do in that game? What was it, over Sharks and Canucks? I don't even remember.
No, it was the Sharks and the Oilers on Monday night. Oilers scored two goals in like the first 3 minutes of the game, and then they didn't touch the net again. I mean, it was brutal.
It was brutal.
Game the other night.
I'll give you a little hint here, Joe. You want a little system on the Oilers? They fired their head coach. They're 3-0, and they're 3-0 under, Joe. They're a high-scoring machine. Actually, you know what? The game went over last night. My bad.
They went
three empty net goals in, like, the final minute.
Unbelievable.
That was a killer.
Well, maybe Joe's the black cloud then, Scott. I mean,
yeah,
I know you
exactly.
said the black cloud follows you sometimes. You give him a couple. You've been great with the shot on goal props. You give him to Lisi, and suddenly they don't hit. It's amazing.
I'm gonna give the long shot. You ready? We talked about it yesterday. I said Jacksonville, Detroit wins the NFC Championship, 55-1. Jared Goff going back to the bowl this year.
So let me.
All right,
just,
that's it. Put it on the wood.
He didn't take his medication again this morning. Clearly,
Scott, I was gonna say, can we talk Joe into the Steelers at 33-1 to win the AFC?
Yeah, I know. He'll take the Lions, but he won't take a four-time champions Pittsburgh Steelers team.
Nope. So you're on the Lions and the Jags, Joe. Is that what you're saying here? You're on the Lions and the Jags, man. What a ratings bonanza that Super Bowl would be. If we can get the Lions and the Jags in the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Oh, terrible. Terrible. Let's go back to the days of Wayne Fonts, Eric Hipple, huh? Eric Kramer. Brett Perriman was my favorite all-time Detroit Lion back in the day. Let me just
Your
say
favorite all time Detroit
Perriman.
Lion is Brett Perriman?
I love Brett Perriman. The U, baby, back in the day, number 80. Are you kidding? Brett Perriman tore it up. Tore up the dome.
No, he didn't.
He was a secondary wide receiver. What are you kidding me?
Well, everybody remembers Moore. Herman Moore, but it was Brett Perriman that was doing all the dirty
Hall of Famer.
Just like in Minnesota with Randall Cunningham back
they
in the day.
They were double teaming Brett Perriman so Herman Moore could get his receptions. Is that what you're telling us?
Please. So we're gonna, how about Jake Reed? Everybody forgets Jake Reed, the big three. It was Randy Moss, Chris Carter, and Jake Reed. Jake Reed would get the dirty work.
Nobody remembers Jake Reed. That's the thing. Nobody remembers Jake Reed.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That 98 team. I remember Jake Reed. It's those secondary blue collar guys. Give me those guys.
Blue collar football. Yeah. The Joe Lisi
special. Everybody likes the Ferrari. Everybody likes the Ferrari.
Oh, because the Ferrari wins you money, Joe. That's why we like Ferraris. Ferraris win you money. Those are the guys. Fantasy, props, etc. The Ferraris are the guys that win you money. What's wrong with Ferraris?
Nothing. They're beautiful. Great car.
He's upset, Scott. We didn't even get to the first break yet.
I'm not upset. Come on, we're talking football. How can we be upset? Talking shop.
We're talking
like
Jake Reed and Brett Perriman. We're talking football, all right, baby. Get it in there.
Bet the Steelers before we're through today?
This will be the last time we bring the Steelers up, Joe, for this hour. 33-1 to win the AFC.
Absolutely not. You're not going to get me to buy in. Love Tomlin. Love Najee Harris. Love Minka, but I'm not doing it.
Take the Jags at 55-1.
No, the Jags are like, I don't even know. They were 120-1.
Well, that's just AFC. I'm doing that. They put the AFC and the NFC up. So Jags AFC is 55.
I'll take a shot. Doug Peterson.
Oh, there you go. Pro football full circle. Just getting going in hour number two. Carver, Wetzel, and Lisi here. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll come back. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Pro Football Full Circle coming at you right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, and Scott Wetzel here with you talking about some of the markets that they've put up here as the season has come to a close. As we get ready for next year, the draft is going to be the next big thing in terms of stuff to bet on with the NFL. Now, they've had the number one pickup for a while. Probably since like late November, early December, they've had number one pickup. But in the last day, they have now started to add to the pile. First quarterback selected is now a market available at FanDuel in some states. Not all of them, but in some states, you can get the first quarterback selected. New Jersey is one of those. Mm-hmm. Here's your odds. Let's see what we got. Kenny Pickett, plus 175, is your favorite. Malik Willis, plus 200, 2-1. For Malik, we have Sam Howell at 4-1, Matt Corral at 5-1, Desmond Ridder 20-1 makes the board. My guy Carson Strong at 50-1. They've even got Joe's favorite Bailey Zappi up there at 100-1 as well. You never know, Joe. You want to get Bailey Zappi at 100-1 if he has a big combine, Joe? You want to get in there with Bailey?
Absolutely not. And they even have Caleb Ellaby, the former current Western Michigan. Great, great unis, by the way. Western Michigan Broncos. I mean, brown on brown. I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, don't get me started about that. Levante Bellamy used to have, he used to be that Willis McGahee running back a couple of years ago. All right, I'm getting off the beaten path. All I could say is this. This group of quarterbacks, marginal. I'm going to say it right now. You want to bash me, that's fine. I've watched more college football than anybody. Marginal quarterbacks, a lot of projects.
I like the Zappi kid myself. I got to tell you. I mean, I think he could throw as good as any of these guys. So why not? His arm strength,
I feel the
I guess
same way
good.
About Strong, Scott. I think Strong, right. I like Strong better than all these other guys, to be quite honest.
Problem is that they're not going to go and make Carson Strong the number one guy in this draft.
Well, yeah. And I think this is the first time in I think it's been 10 or 11 years since there wasn't a quarterback taken in the top 10. And there's a good chance that this year breaks that streak. I don't know if any. Now somebody will get the big rocket ship at the combine. They always do.
Right.
They get all the glory from all the draft Knicks. They all come out. Look at the arm on this guy. He's better than we thought. Don't look at his college tape. Him throwing the ball in the shorts here in Indianapolis is more important. And they'll shoot somebody into the top 10. I know that I read McShay's this morning on ESPN, and he had Pickett going 11 to Washington as his top
guy. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if the quarterback wasn't taken in the top 10. Even as bad as these guys are, someone's going to trade up.
I think it's going to be Corral. I think it's going to be Corral. Just because of the Lane Kiffin factor, the tutelage of Lane Kiffin.
What factor is that, though? NFL film.
Well, yeah, but it's how they view Lane Kiffin too. I mean, you know, you could look at Lane Kiffin as.
But they'll hold it against him by saying it's a system. He's a system quarterback then.
Yeah, but
which I don't buy into. But I'm just telling you that's what it would be.
No, I know. Yeah. But the problem is that Sam Howell regressed. Didn't play well in big games either. I mean, look, week one, Vatek, 5.5-point favorite, lose. You can't beat South Carolina in a bowl game. I mean, South Carolina, with a first-year head coach, you get abused. I mean,
even 2 years ago, Notre Dame made him look like a high school quarterback.
Right. I mean, not only last year they played Notre Dame on the road without. And Kyle Hamilton wasn't even in that lineup. So how could you say Sam Howell? Now I've heard this, and I totally disagree. I forget who it was, if it was PFF Carver. They feel Desmond Ritter is the most NFL ready quarterback. Are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? What did he throw? $150 against Nick Saban in Alabama? What do you think he's going to do in the NFL? If he's on Detroit or somebody else? And I love this. In college they had terrible wide receivers. So think about the transition to the NFL. Oh, if he goes to Detroit, he's going to be great. He's going to have great wideouts.
I heard they're trying to bring back Brett Perriman.
T.J. Hockenson.
If they draft the right quarterback, Perriman said he's coming back.
That's the argument that these draft Knicks make about some of these quarterbacks. Oh, they're going to have better talent around them. Okay. All right.
I think one of them will get in the top 10 also. It would probably have to be a trade-up because right now, as we know, you know, Jacksonville's obviously not taking a quarterback. The Jets and the Giants both have two picks in the top 10, which even though they probably both should get rid of the stiffs that they have at quarterback, they're not going to do it this year.
Let me ask you.
So what do you want to ask, Joe?
Your boy, Dable, right, took over after Kiffin left, played under Nick. Does he roll the dice and take Corral? To maybe potentially nudge out Danny Dimes?
They sound like they sound like they want him to try to make Daniel Jones the next great thing. So
I told Wetzel if I'm Dable,
I don't agree with it. But doesn't it sound like that's what they're going to do?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, my first order of business. Yeah, no, I agree. They said all the right things. He's got to be at home, Dable, going, how do I get this kid out of here? Like, how do I push out Danny Dimes? I went from Josh Allen to Daniel Jones. Oh, my God.
But that's how he got the job, though, right? Probably sold him on a bill of goods. He can't go in there a week later and say, oh, by the way, you know what? I was wrong. Your quarterback sucks. So he's going to have a year of him, and then we'll see after that. But he's got to have a year, right?
At least 1 year. He's going to. Now, if he goes to the powers that be and says, look, this guy sucks. You got to get him out of here. You know, I can't deal with this guy. Then I guess, but he's got to go with him at least for 1 year. McShay has the Steelers taking Malik Willis.
No, well, I can't say
they,
no way,
and,
man.
And
I just
they would pick
that.
Pass up Kenny Pickett, huh?
No, well, they Pickett would go first. Washington would take the first quarterback at 11, according to McShay, and that would be Kenny Pickett to Washington. And the Steelers would take the second quarterback at 17, and take Malik Willis.
Oof. I tell you. I mean, you know, Kenny Pickett's a nice story, definitely progressed. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. I do not see it. I think he's going to be potentially, I don't know, as bad, but just he could be Nate Peterman 2.0. Now, I don't know about the turnovers, if he throws as many pick sixes as Nate Peterman threw, but he was a product, too, of just – I mean, how
he wasn't bad. Good in college, though, Nate Peterman. At least Pickett was good in college.
Well, Peterman led the upset over Deshaun Watson and Clemson that year.
Yeah, he stunk. He was nothing.
That's one game.
Yeah. He was nothing.
There's a lot of guys who have had one great day, Joe. You know that.
I know, but Pickett never stepped up. I mean, he beat Wake Forest.
I don't disagree with you, Joe. I don't think any of these guys are good.
I'll put it this way. If I'm a GM, I don't want any of these guys to start a team. The only one I would potentially take is Corral. I would roll the dice on Corral a little bit.
McShay has him going the next pick at 18 to the Saints.
It's a lot of quarterbacks going in the first round for quarterbacks who supposedly suck, you know?
And he's got Howell. So he's got those three, and he's got Howell at the end of the first round, 32 to the Lions.
Typical Lions.
He would get absolutely destroyed in Detroit. That kid Sam Howell. He would get destroyed in Detroit.
Yeah. They're better off taking a guy like the third round where no one's like paying attention. And then saying, here, you know what?
Like our guys, Zappi or Strong, exactly. Scott. That's who they should take. One of those guys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to take Bailey Zappi in the third or fourth round, I have no problem with that. I mean, the only knock I'll say, and I thought he was on our Miami Dolphins, Brandon Doughty with Jeff Brom, never panned out in the league. Yeah. He was a Western Kentucky quarterback. Just, you know, they looked at his system, guys.
We got the blueprint for the Lions. I think I got it in my head. We'll break it down when we come back. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Wetzel, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Looking at these first quarterback odds. Here's what the Lions should do if I was them. Now, you know, the Lions aren't very smart. We know that. They don't do things smart ever. If I was the Lions, they have Goff right now. I would take one of these guys in the third or fourth round. He's Strong or Zappi, whatever. You start the year with Goff. He sucks. You start the year 1-7, whatever it is. You play whoever the kid is that you take the second half of the year. If you hit, you know, maybe you hit a home run, maybe the kid can play, bang, you got your quarterback, you stole one in the third or fourth round. If he sucks and you keep losing, you'll have the first pick in next year's draft for the first two or three picks, and that's when we get the heavy hitter quarterback draft, which will be Bryce Young, and will be all the other guys come rolling out.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. You'll get, you know, all the big guys that are going to go in the top five are going to be in next year's draft. This quarterback draft sucks. Take one of these lower guys who maybe has some upside in the third or fourth round, and then if it doesn't work out, maybe you're sitting with a top five pick to get you one of the big guns that's coming out next year. You like that plan, Joe? How's that?
I mean, it's nice. It sounds good on paper, but you could roll the dice with one of these guys now. I mean, they pick second overall, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, they pick second overall.
They can't take one of these guys. I'm talking. They have two first round. They have the Rams pick at 32. I wouldn't waste it on Sam Howell.
No. I mean, I'll say this. I talked about it with Ben yesterday, and I'm going to put it in. It's 100-1 shot. I think the number one overall pick in this draft, you're going to laugh at me, is Jordan Davis, defensive tackle of Georgia, 6'6", 340. I think he's going to be the guy. He's 100-1 shot. I mean, the guy, when we talk about people flying up the draft boards, if you think of a game changer and look at Aaron Donald and how he changed the whole complexity of the Super Bowl, you have to double team, account for Aaron Donald at every opportunity. Same thing with Jordan Davis. I mean, that is very rare on the next level. So if you can find that in the first round, I think he's a top five pick. You know, I really do. If you could take an offensive lineman with the top five pick, why can't you take a defensive tackle with the same type of situation? I mean, he is that dominant. So that's how I would build the team, but that's me.
I gotta.
They may throw in the Aaron Donald comparison. Is that what you're, you know, try you? The Rams won with Aaron Donald, so let's go defensive tackle. Is that the?
No, I'm saying that the quarterback class this year sucks, and that you know what, outside of quarterback and without Jameson Williams, yeah, coming off an ACL, so there's one wide receiver that has question marks. The other wide receiver that they're going to mention and is fantastic is Treylon Burks. He's that DK Metcalf, big body type of wide receiver, but I don't think they're going to reach up into the top five to pick Treylon Burks, right? So if you have a legitimate game changer at the defensive tackle position that you know, if you're Jacksonville, you're Detroit, okay, guess what? We have a guy that now changes our whole defense. Look at Micah Parsons, what he did for Dallas, and people laughed at Dallas for taking him 13th overall. I think it's defense first. If without a legitimate, clear-cut number one quarterback, that franchise guy, and we said it, I'm saying this is a marginal class. Jordan Davis is a guy. You're not going to take N'Kobe Dean, who's definitely a talent at the linebacker position, but in today's NFL, it's either offense, defense, alignment, quarterback, wide receiver, or that's it.
I got to wrap my head around this, Joe. I'm trying to...
Go ahead. Wrap it.
Now, I don't dispute you that I wouldn't have a problem taking this. What about all these other guys that they're talking about? Hutchinson, Thibodeau, what? More explosive players than this player.
Yes,
no?
More explosive players. But, again, I brought up Hutchinson, and you guys could disagree. Michigan defensive players translating to the NFL. Chase Winovich was the guy a couple of years ago. Bill Belichick drafted him, right? What, third round? Never panned out. Look at Taco Charlton. Look at Quiddy Pay last year for Indianapolis. I mean, were these game changers for Michigan players? Rashawn Gary's good. He's not elite. Jabril Peppers was, I thought, one of the best defensive players that we've seen in terms of the college game. He's good for New York, but he's not a game changer, not a top five talent. So when you look at Michigan players translating to the NFL, we haven't seen them take the game over on the defensive side of the ball. And not only that, Aiden Hutchinson was ate up by Georgia's offensive line in the playoff game. And where was Thibodeau in both games against Utah when they abused Oregon's ass, baby?
So why don't you think Michigan guys translate, Joe? And not that I'm disagreeing with you, but...
I think one could be a scheme type of situation. Two could be a thing with Harbaugh and Don Brown, their former defensive coordinator. They coach them up to another level, but then when they get to the NFL, there's things that they have to adjust to. And you have to keep in mind that, especially on the offensive line, they're going to take away your best move. It's how you adjust in terms of being able to rush the passer, right? Being able to adjust. If you're going to just do what you did in college, You're not gonna be a successful pro. It's you have to take what you learned in college and then take it to the next level in the NFL. And then on top of it, the film study. You know, people think that defensive players don't need to break down film. It's just you react. That's not true. You need to break down offensive line in terms of their tendencies and then change it up. And that's why Micah Parsons, let me tell you, unbelievable. Unbelievable what he was able to do this year. And when you run a 4.39, hey, you put anybody on the edge.
Man, look, I'll say this, Joe, about Hutchinson. 2 weeks before the Ohio State game, nobody knew who the hell he was.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody knew who he was 2 weeks before. He was a good player, but the way that he shot up, not you know, the Heisman board, now he's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. At least Thibodeau. I admit, he disappeared in those two Utah games. We've been hearing about Thibodeau for 2 years, that he was going to be a top five pick, a game changer in the NFL. But all in all, like, Scott, like, I look at this draft sucks. Like, in terms of, like, names and, like, you know, pizzazz and juice, like, you got to be kidding me. This is like the year that the Chiefs took, what's his name, Fisher with the
Eric
first
Fisher,
pick.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That draft was awful, too. This is a real bad year for the NFL draft. I'm sure there'll be some good players in this draft, some all pros, whatever. But at the top of this draft, what a snooze fest with these guys you got at the top, Scott. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, without the quarterbacks being there, there's no great running backs. The wide receivers all basically went last year. It's kind of been left to a defensive class, and then who knows who defensive players are, right? Or big, fat offensive linemen. I'm guessing, like you guessed that guy, Joe, I'm guessing there's going to be some big, fat offensive lineman that's going to go up to the draft board. You know, some guy that's going to grade out to 150, you know, playing from, North Dakota State Junior College. And the Miami Dolphins will no doubt trade up to acquire him, as they always do with these goofy schools. That's what I'm guessing. You know, that's what kind of draft it's going to be.
McShay has the Jags taking this Evan Neal with the first pick.
Who?
Doesn't have Hutchinson, doesn't have Thibodeau. Evan Neal, who's the tackle from Alabama.
Yeah, there you
He's
go.
Got him going first, which right now, is plus 250 at FanDuel. Plus 250.
You can't go wrong taking an Alabama guy.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. And I was just going to say, look at Jonah Williams playing for Cincinnati, was Alabama guy. Frank Leatherwood for Las Vegas was taken at 17, and people were bashing that pick for the John Gruden and Mayock back then. But he played well. I thought he played well, Leatherwood, you know, throughout the early part of his career. So you can't go wrong at the end of the day. You know, Dickinson was taken after the ACL injury, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Last year. So, I mean, and he came off the ACL, and he played well. So, at the end of the day, I mean, that's the biggest thing that we've seen with Alabama players, and I talked about it with Scott. Tell me if I'm wrong. It's been long since the days of Trent Richardson and Eddie Lacy and all these busts early that saying that Alabama players couldn't translate. Now you just look at all the talent. They're all either from LSU or Alabama, right?
It's true. There's no doubt about it. Those are the two hot football factories now. Man, these
SEC in general, right?
These mock drafts are going to be painful. I mean, what do we got?
I hate them.
2 months of this? We got 2 months of these, right? Drafts the end of April?
Yeah. It is.
2 months.
It's a killer. And then wait until the combine. That's the worst. Are they doing the combine this year? I think they
yes,
are.
Yes, they're doing the combine this year. I'm sure that it's going to be, you know, half virtual or whatever. They're going to make all the scouts watch from the press box as if they couldn't go stand on the field with everybody. It's going to be a big deal if they go stand down there and watch the kids run around. But McShay's usually – it's tough. McShay and who's the other guy? Kuiper. Kuiper and McShay do the ESPN ones. They get the most juice. You got Thibodeau going fifth to the Giants. God, the Giants would run to the podium if that guy's there.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Kayvon Thibodeau in New York. He's got that.
With your guy Dable at the helm.
Hey, but the Giants need a guy like that, Joe. The Giants need a guy with a little pizzazz. Somebody who can actually
could be Eric Dorsey 2.0. Remember Eric Dorsey from Notre Dame?
Eric Dorsey. Listen to Joe.
Eric
Dorsey.
Eric Dorsey was like the size of a wall. I mean,
he's got Kyle Hamilton going third to the Texans. Third.
I called that yesterday, by the way.
You can't take a safety,
sir. I said Kyle Hamilton top five. Yes, you can. In today's NFL, you can. Kyle Hamilton's a ball hawk. Bet it now, guys. You want a flyer? Take Jordan Davis, 100-1. He's going to fly up draft
choice. McShay's got him going. He's got him going 20th. Joe's got him going first. That's the kind of draft that we're going to have here. Pro Football Full Circle, Carver, Wetzel, and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Coming to you live right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Good to have you with us today. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, and Scott Wetzel here with you. Joe, of course, Scott, has to, you know, to send me the screenshot of the Jordan Davis ticket that he puts in. And, you know, I'm not going to say how much Joe put on it, but, like, you would think that for a guy who was 100-1 and the mock drafts, you know, basically have this guy going in the 20s. I respect Joe's, you know, what Joe's trying to do here. He's taking a shot. I love it. But he might have went a little too wild, Scott, with how much he put on Jordan Davis. Maybe a little too far. I don't know.
Again, he'll bet on a 100-1 shot, but he won't bet on a 65-1 shot in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay.
Depends on who's giving that pick, Scotty.
Just
depends on who's giving that pick.
Just I mean, if, to make the, sure if I'm the analytical the rules right.
if the analytical computer between my left and right ear agrees with it, then yes, obviously yes. But if you're just throwing out Steelers, yeah, Steelers, I can't buy in. I can't buy in, Scotty. Can't do it.
Man, Joe. Right. Joe, I hope you're right. I hope he goes first for you. That would be a major coup for you, Joe. And you'd be 4 figures richer.
Keep in mind, we always talk about the NFL drafts, okay? These writers, everybody, they're in cahoots with the NFL teams. They put out false information to the writers early because they don't want to get a read on the guy they really like. And then once the NFL combine comes and these guys blow it out of the park, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this guy, Jordan Davis, was the most dominant defensive player in college football last year. I mean, you talk Georgia, you talk two players. You talk N'Kobe Dean, you talk Jordan Davis. He was mentioned in the Heisman Trophy with Aiden Hutchinson, but because he was a defensive tackle and didn't have the statistics, then they obviously didn't get invited. So at the end of the day, it's not like the college football world and the NFL draft scouts don't know draft
picks. Here's the only problem with that. See, when you hold the number one pick, I'm not sure, Joe, if you know how the draft works, but when you're in the number one spot, that means nobody is drafting in front of you. That means you don't have to worry about you hiding who you like because you don't have to worry about anybody else drafting that guy because you're sitting in the number one spot.
I understand, but you're Jacksonville.
Why would anyone, if you're Jacksonville, why are you hiding the fact that you like this guy?
Well, number one, how do you know that Jacksonville's going to stay in the number one spot? We don't know that for any particular, reason. They could draft that. They could trade out.
Well, so now you're paying for a trade. Now you're projecting out a trade.
Well, it's possible, but here's the thing.
Is that a parlay
on FanDuel?
Can you parlay
that? No, here's the thing. I don't believe there's a legitimate franchise quarterback in this draft. I believe that from my assessment, right? So if I'm believing that there's not a franchise guy, if I'm Jacksonville, I need to build up the defensive side of the ball. I have my franchise guy. I have my head coach. I have Travis Etienne coming off an ACL injury and some good wide receivers. I got to build up the defense to compete with some. I got to stop Derrick Henry. How do I stop Derrick Henry in the conference? I got to get a legitimate defensive tackle that could clog running lanes, that could allow the linebackers to knock him on his ass. So, I mean, if you want to talk game plan and methodology, Jacksonville surely could take Jordan Davis with the number one overall pick.
I think the one thing that you have to look at, Joe, is they just not many of them go. Who was the last defensive tackle to go first? Russell Maryland? I mean, who was the last guy?
Not even a while, but...
At the interior.
End of the day, Carver, the game's changing. We're reverting back to defensive-minded philosophies now.
Blue-collar football. I just feel like it seems like – it doesn't even seem like it. You just look at it. There's four positions that these teams, especially if you have the number one overall pick, it's hard to get off of these four, which is, of course, quarterback, tackle, cornerback, dominant pass rusher. It's like – if you go outside of that box with the number one overall pick, you're asking for trouble. Is the value there for you, Joe? Those are the four things that if you're sitting in that top spot, if you don't need any of those four, which if you're picking first, you sure as hell got to need at least one of them. If you're picking first, it's just hard to go.
Jacksonville's in need. You could say, look at Washington. They went that route in terms of building the front seven, right? They took Chase Young. They took Montez Sweat. They took Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. Forget how they're playing now, but that's the route they went, right? Aaron Donald, double teams all the time. I mean, at the end of the day, you can never go wrong building the interior line. It's a safe pick, but at the end of the day, if you can get an all-pro that is on your team from anywhere, from 8 to 10 years... why not do it with the number? Why is it okay to take an offensive tackle with the first overall pick? Why is that okay, but you can't take a defensive tackle?
You can, but here's the problem, Joe. You know, and all that makes sense, but again, you have to buy into some of the draft Nick stuff. That he's rated so low, why would someone trade all the way into the number one spot to get a guy that seemingly people are ranking in the you know, the teens or 20s? That okay, would be foolish, right?
He's the first. He's not. Let's just keep in mind, he's not ranked in the 20s. He's the first defensive tackle at the top of every big board. There's no defensive tackle that's graded better than Jordan Davis.
Right.
I mean, that's but, the, I mean, maybe edge rusher with Thibodeau, but we're talking legitimate front seven, nose tackle, dominant defensive tackles a la Aaron Donald. When there's nobody graded ahead of him according to the draft Nick boards. Now, it goes to team need. Right.
Yeah.
So you can't say that there's people – he's not 20th because there's like five guys ahead of him at his position.
He's 20th because nobody drafts defensive tackles in the top five. That's why he's 20th.
Yeah. This is the first time for everything, Carver.
Hey, Russell Maryland. The U. Come on, Joe.
At 100-1, I'd rather have Jordan Davis over Aiden Hutchinson. How about that?
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay. So you got the 100-1, where I said, I think me and Scott, look, Joe, I hope you nail it. Believe me. I'll come to your house, and I'll buy you a case of beer, and we'll have a celebration if Jordan Davis is the number one pick. I know we got to get a certain kind of beer. I know you only like stuff that's less filling, whatever it is that you want to have. But we'll do that if Jordan Davis is the first pick. I feel like me and Scott are going to be in another box over here where maybe we're going to try to get – you know, like this big tackle out of Alabama at plus 250 before everybody sees how big he is at the combine. You know, I think we're going to try to do that. Right, Scott? Is that what we're going to try to do?
Yeah, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. But you hold on to that ticket, brother. That's okay. You're not, you know, do what
Scotty's
you do.
Giving us out minus 500 picks on Super Bowl day. That's okay, but 100-1 ticket for the best defensive tackle in college football, that's a day. You can't do that.
I didn't say you couldn't do it. You might have went a little heavy with it. Maybe more Happy Meal than what you did.
Yeah. But you're a big-time player, so that's okay.
Well, maybe that is a Happy Meal for you, Joe. I apologize. That's Joe's Happy Meal, what he did on that one. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm not a beer drinker. It would be like a red wine type of
all right, so then I'll bring you a red wine, Joe. If
you
Jordan Davis
like
is the first
you sound like a red wine guy. I should have known.
Wetzel's still drinking Schlitz.
You want an olive with that? You want an olive with that, too?
Wetzel's still drinking a Schlitz. Give
nothing
me the Schlitz.
Nothing wrong with a big, good, nice can of Schaefer, Schlitz, little Pabst Blue Ribbon. Absolutely.
Yeah, a little PBR in the can.
Yeah.
Let's go.
There you go.
A little 24-ounce can of PBR. That's a trade beer right there.
Bring out some black label. We can really get desperate.
Oh, God. Too funny.
Joe, God bless you. I hope you hit it, Joe. I really do. God bless you. man, I'm leaving looking for stories this week. This is tough. The top
headlines.
Hey,
what's his face? Head coach of the Rams today.
Yes.
You know, not that that was a surprise, but.
No, yeah. They're officially hired. And Scott, they call him innovative. He's innovative. He didn't call the plays with the Rams. Obviously,
no.
McVay did. But this O'Connell is innovative. He's going to be – that's the head coach he's going to be. I mean, please.
Yeah, real innovation, running the ball time after time after time after time, despite your running back getting a half a yard each game, you know, each carry in the Super Bowl. That was real innovative. You know,
this is the way of the NFL, though, now.
Lead. Yeah, I know. It's amazing, right? That's why I feel bad for the minority candidates. You hate to say this, but it seems like a lot of these guys are on the defensive side of the ball. And, man, you just don't impress people, sadly, if you're a defensive coordinator nowadays because everything's all geared towards offense. You know, everything is – who's your offensive coordinator? Who's your offensive or your quarterback's coach or your wide receivers? Everything is offense. You know, it's tough to get a head coaching job as a defensive coordinator because that's, you know, they think it's all offense in the NFL. It's amazing.
Young offensive gurus, Joe. I know you love seeing it as the blue-collar guy that you are, that all the young whiz kids are now going to be the head coaches in the NFL. That's it. And that honestly makes Houston look evil. I mean, Lovie Smith, they hire Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
And all these other guys go and hire Kevin, you know, all these young whiz kids. It's amazing.
Well, they went blue collar, baby. That's what it is. Houston, going back. I have no problem with the Lovie Smith hire, but the question is, his defense was ranked 31st overall. So if that's the route you're going to go, can you get a defensive coordinator? Now, I don't know. They didn't show me anything down the stretch in terms of did they progress, did they get better? No, I didn't see it, but we'll see.
I mean, how many shots of LeBron James? Let's change the subject before we get Joe in trouble. How many shots of LeBron James are we going to get at the Rams victory parade?
What is that about? I guess he's upset that the Lakers didn't get a parade because of COVID, so he has to go and jam his way into the Ram parade.
Tweet about our championship from 2 seasons ago? Not even like last year.
Yeah.
2 seasons ago.
So LeBron said that he wanted it to be a parade for 3 teams. He thought that his Lakers, the Dodgers, and the Rams should all get the parade together because they didn't give the Lakers and the Dodgers a parade because of COVID.
Meanwhile, half the Lakers that were on that team aren't even on the current Laker team. So what are you going to do? Fly them in?
He just wants to jam his way in there. That's what it is. Like he did at the Super Bowl.
All of a sudden, became a Rams fan. Right? You know, shocking.
Right. Right.
Unbelievable.
We don't have to get off the Lovie Smith thing because I was just saying about Lovie Smith. No, you're going to get me in trouble. I was saying Lovie Smith, his defense sucked. If you were going to go with a blue collar mentality, there was a better way to go about it. I personally, if I was Houston, I would have went offense. But Lovie Smith is a defensive minded coach. We'll see if they could turn it around.
Joe, the reason why the defense was ranked so bad is because me, you, and Scott were basically on the defensive line for them last year. They had no players. How can you compete? Right?
That's a bad defense. Team.
Their defense has been bad for a while, though, Carver.
Okay, Lovie was there 1 year.
Ranked 31st in the league.
When you got no players, it's not easy. That's for sure. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back, wrap it up on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Scott Wetzel, and Goal for the Two, Joe Lisi, right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Joe still upset. But you know what the funny thing is, Scott? He's upset with the pocky picks, but he keeps coming back to the well. What do you got tonight?
I want to prop you guys up. I want to get you
didn't
back
ask
on a
me
positive
yesterday
spin.
When I had a Thank couple you. Winners last night. Didn't ask me yesterday, right. Scott. I had a few winners in hockey last night, but no. Today we won them.
So Carver's got 2 900 numbers. You call one, they give you the Maple Leafs. You call the other one, they give you the Canucks. There you go. I know how it works.
First of all,
the right one.
I liked the Maple Leafs the other night, and they crushed Seattle.
Kidding.
But you can't play. The Maple Leafs minus 300 or whatever they were against Seattle.
All right, so get,
you gotta,
so I'm
gotta
rub
mix them with somebody
before
else.
Before I buy you the drink, I'm rubbing your back a little bit. Okay, it's all right, honey. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay.
Only straight plays for you now on, Joe. I'm only giving you straight plays. I'm not giving you any parlays anymore. I'm not giving you any.
It's all right. We're good with that. Okay, I'm good.
You want a winner tonight? I'll give you a winner tonight. You want a winner? Take Carolina at home. Carolina home pick them for some reason. They must be going with the backup goaltender.
Again with this Carolina.
There you go. The game hasn't even dropped the first puck. You're not down. You're not up. And all of a sudden, you're poo-pooing it. You don't like that one? Take Colorado.
Take Detroit 55-1 to win the NFC this year. And Jordan Davis, number one overall pick. There you go.
100-1 shot. Yeah. 100-1.
Why not? 100-1. Parlay. Better than Matt Corral. Anybody else. Listen. Better than Kenny Pickett, I'll tell you that.
Big ticket, Lisi. Jordan
Davis.
There you
go. I like that.
100 to 1, baby.
Forget that goal for the two. Who the hell knows if you're spelling out the two or it's numeral two? Is it Roman numeral two? Come on. You got to get, you know, come up with big ticket leasing. I like that better.
Lions and the Jags parlay to win the AFC and NFC 313 to 1, Joe. Here we go. Get it in you. All right, we're out of here. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Wetzel, great job by Andrew Torres. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.